Corey from Utica, New York. And I was just calling about the story about tax credits for writers. And I just wanted to make a comment that I think gays should also be included, not just women and minorities, because gays are probably discriminated against more than any other group.
Mary Folsom, Rensselaer. I was really pleased to be able to hear Max Blumenthal's incisive and perceptive comments about Israel-Palestine this week on Alternative Radio when he was talking about his wonderful book, Goliath. I heard that Blumenthal will be speaking in the Capital District on May 31st, and I'd love to hear Alan interview him when he comes. I hope you arrange that.
Bill Malatesta, City of Albany homeowner and taxpayer. Governor Cuomo, please give Albany taxpayers a tax break. You are an ardent supporter of charter schools. Albany has too many charters at taxpayers' expense. We do not need two school systems in our city. Let's fix the public school system. You are also unwilling to pilot payments in lieu of taxes for the tax-exempt Harriman campus. Why? Governor Cuomo, give us Albany taxpayers a break.
Hello, my name is Martin Lebo-Kozer, and I live in Somerville, Massachusetts. I'm calling to register my puzzlement at Richard Iannuzzi's commentary deploring what he calls a sit-and-stare practice for children whose parents decide to opt out of standardized testing. I confess to some bafflement as to why any parent would opt out of standardized testing. To be sure, there are problems with standardized testing, but why would any parent or any teacher voluntarily forego the additional data that test results can provide?
David Youngs in Sherbourne, New York. My comment is on the commentary on Sunshine Week, and it's more of a question than a comment. The question is what is the Attorney General's role in upholding the state laws that are being flaunted on openness?
I'm calling regarding this morning's Wednesday discussion, March 19th, on the Ukrainian situation and the leadership in Washington. And there's no mention of the editorial, a very valid and good editorial by Mitt Romney in the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago. There's no reference to it. I do feel I should still expand the discussion to include things like the Wall Street Journal editorial. There was going to be a brief mention of Ronald Reagan, but no mention as to what Reagan did in his leadership. No comparisons, and pretty much propping up the current Washington leadership is hardly very enlightening.